The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we are featuring the music of composer James Horner, who passed away in a tragic plane crash earlier this week. He was 61 years old. We're playing some of my very favorite James Horner scores on the program today. It's a four-part show, a lot to get through, but I really hope you're enjoying the show along with me. To open up this part, we're going to listen to music from one of the greatest science fiction films of all time, one of the greatest action films of all time, and one of the greatest sequels of all time, a film that I don't think you really need to see the first film to appreciate the second film, although the first film's a classic as well. The film is Aliens, directed by James Cameron, and this was the very first collaboration between Horner and Cameron. They would then collaborate many years later on Titanic, and then ultimately their final collaboration would be on Avatar. Now, we tend to associate the words masterpiece and brilliant with a lot of scores that don't necessarily deserve it. I do it all the time, as there are truly only a handful of scores in the history of film music that deserve those two distinctions. James Horner's score to Aliens is one of those scores that deserve those two descriptive words. Horner's music, with the help of Cameron's visuals, made this 1986 film one of the most successful sequels of all time. Horner's score is made up of many different textures to deliver a handful of different emotions, ranging from dark, atmospheric music to terrifying militaristic action cues. In addition to cues originally released on the first album that was released at the time of the film's release, Verez Sarabande Records, many years ago, released a deluxe edition which served up some previously unreleased material that showcased Horner's unique ability to terrify you with his music alone. One cue in particular, and you'll hear it in the middle of this suite, is called Facehuggers. It's a four-minute cue of absolute brilliance, combining orchestral hits, synthesizers, and percussion to deliver by far one of Horner's most terrifying and original compositions of his entire career. And, of course, who could forget the cue Bishop's Countdown, which in the 80s and 90s was a movie trailer editor's dream. Again, I bring up the name Eric Tomlinson, the legendary recording engineer who's worked with some of the very best composers in Hollywood. His recording, again, for Aliens is top-notch, and the London Symphony Orchestra gives Horner a gutsy performance. This is some of the most difficult music that I think they've ever performed, especially in the percussion section, who actually performed their music separately from the orchestra. And with the few bonus cues available on the deluxe edition soundtrack, you can actually hear just cues featuring the percussion section alone in cues like Ripley's Rescue and the unused combat drop. James Horner's score was nominated for an Academy Award in 1986. And looking at the nominees that year, I would have said that this would have been a toss-up between Ennio Morricone's The Mission and Horner's Aliens. Well, the Academy Award went to Herbie Hancock for Round Midnight. It'd be many years later before Horner would get his hands on that gold statue. He'd actually win two for Titanic, another James Horner production. And now I'm pleased to present music from James Horner's Academy Award nominated score to the 1986 film Aliens.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to the 1986 film Aliens, music composed and conducted by James Horner. And the original soundtrack recording was performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. We now move on to music from a 1989 film called Field of Dreams. This is a very personal film for me, as it might be for anyone out there who has a very special relationship with their father. And it could also be the other way, a very close father and son relationship. This film really isn't a baseball movie, but it does revolve around baseball. It tells the story of Ray Kinsella, played by Kevin Costner, who mows down a good portion of his cornfield and builds a baseball field right in the middle of Iowa after hearing voices in the cornfield that says various things, including, if you build it, he will come. As I said, this film, again, isn't about baseball, but ghosts of baseball past do arrive and play at the park. But ultimately, it's about rekindling Kinsella's relationship with his father, who has come back to play one more game of catch with his son. This film and score always invokes the same emotions. And we talk about emotions all the time with film music, but it was James Horner who, I think, captured the emotions of a scene and of a film better than any composer that came before and that will ever come after him. Horner always, for the lack of a better word, and I apologize for the pun, but he always hit the right chord emotionally with his music. He always made you feel, and boy did he ever make you feel, with the classic cue called The Place Where Dreams Come True, which is the final cue before the end credits that eventually, and I really want to know what that chord is just when Costner's character throws the ball to his father and his father catches it, and then just Horner's music swells up and he hits you with his main theme. And for some reason, it's that moment, that piece of music, that part of the movie that just triggers my tear ducts. Anyway, here is music from Field of Dreams with The Place Where Dreams Come True and the end credit cue from the classic 1989 film Field of Dreams.
Thank you.
music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Field of Dreams, with music composed and conducted by James Horner. We have to take a break, but when we return, we will come back with music from one more film during this part, and it's from a probably one of the most underappreciated movies of the 90s, and maybe one of the most underappreciated Horner scores. Honestly, I thought the film and score should have got a lot more recognition than it did. Both film and score are favorites of mine. And we'll have music from Searching for Bobby Fischer after the break.
Bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is Cinematic Sound Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. I hope you're enjoying today's program as we're featuring a tribute to composer James Horner. We now move ahead to 1993 and the film Searching for Bobby Fischer. This film is a film about chess, and in particular, a 7-year-old boy who possesses a gift for chess, and his parents who seek to nurture it. This is a wonderful movie featuring one of Horner's most inspired scores. And when Horner was truly inspired, there was really no one that could top him when it came down to just sheer dramatic scoring. As I said with Field of Dreams, here in Searching for Bobby Fischer, Horner literally hits all the right chords, musically and emotionally. I've watched the film many times, and most of the time I watch it just to pay particular attention to the music. Horner was able to put into musical terms a child's innocence. His use of oboe and light glistening piano is absolutely perfect for the scenes it accompanies. And away from the picture, the music is still as strong and stirring. And I always want to tear up every time I hear the cue, Early Victories. It's really one of the first times we get a chance to hear Horner's patented rolling piano chords, which go seamlessly into the score's main theme, not once, but twice, and makes for spectacular and proud film music. Then we get a cue called Josh versus Dad, and when I first heard it, the first thing I thought of is, where in the world does Horner come up with that theme? You'll hear it again in the score in a track called Trip to Chicago. It's a delightful tune for piano and harp. It's magnificently orchestrated with a perfect underlining flute line. It's just absolutely magnificent. Again, as I said, there's a wonderful variation later on in the score. And another thing that James Horner was really, really good at, and that was writing for French horn, especially French horn solos. And in this suite, especially in the end credit cue, you're going to hear some wonderful French horn playing. He just is unmatched when it comes down to writing for the French horn. And just recently, actually in the past week or so, La La Land Records released an expanded edition of this score to Searching for Bobby Fischer. So if you missed out on the original release, you can now enjoy this perfect score, one of James Horner's best scores. To end off this part of our tribute to composer James Horner, here is his fantastic music to the 1993 film Searching for Bobby Fischer.